6 o'clock, and I'd like to call the meeting to order of the regular council meeting of Queens Municipality Tuesday, March 22nd, 6 PM. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll ask for approval of the agenda. Moved by Councilor Brown, seconded by Councilor Hawks. All those in favor? Contrary? And I will note that Councilor Vicki has extended her regrets. She's unable to attend this evening. That'd be Councilor Merrill. 3.1. Ms. Vino, Director of Corporate Services, if you would like to give a brief budget review before we begin our budget process.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to B-Day, Budget Day. So you all have the summary of my staff report. I'll just go over some of the things that we discussed in our last meeting. As the report says, staff were directed to make the following changes to the budget during the March 8th budget meeting, which was our second budget meeting. These changes and other updates have been incorporated into the proposed budget, which was in your package. The budget document is being presented tonight for adoption. Significant changes that happened since the last meeting were as follows. Expenditures for upgrade of audio to the council chambers was something that the council had requested. Additional funding for the low income tax property rebate. Policing cost increase. We're going to have a significant increase in our policing costs this year. So we had to adjust it up from 10 to 11.04%. The tax rate reduction of 3 cents per $100 of assessment, which is what the council agreed to at the last meeting. And we have adjusted the appeals allowance to 0.5% of the assessment roll from 1%. I did some analysis on the assessment histories and the appeals histories over the last number of years, and I felt that 0.5 was a more fair estimate of the results of the appeals that we have annually. And we also removed the expenditure for counselor and the mayor to attend the FCM conference in Regina. So that left us with the proposed budget and had a small surplus of $310.
Okay, so 3.2, before we begin, I just have a few comments to make about this year's budget. So this evening, council is pleased to present its 2022-2023 operating capital water utility and Hillsview Acres budgets, totaling in excess of $34 million. The operating budget includes a 3 cent reduction in all tax rates across Queens County, with the exception of those assessed as seasonal commercial, where the reduction is prorated to 2 cents. 2021 has seen significant increases in property taxes and purchase prices, but those in assessment increases will not be reflected in our assessment rolls until 2023. Despite that, the average assessment has still increased by 4.29% this past year, and therefore our hope is that this tax rate reduction will help reduce the financial costs to our residents. Like the rest of Nova Scotia, we are seeing increased costs to provide municipal services as well. Our policing costs are increasing $245,000. Our fire department funding is increasing $48,000. And our fuel costs are increasing $85,000. Provincial mandatory costs like education, housing, corrections, and J-class roads have all increased. To help our most vulnerable residents, council is increasing the low income tax exemption amount from $250 to $300. If our senior residents also qualify for the provincial property tax rebate of up to $800, they will see a significant reduction in the amount they pay for property tax. As well, we are increasing the maximum income level from $24,645 to $30,000. This will allow many more low-income residents to access this $300 reduction in their property taxes. Finally, council is pleased tonight to announce that capital budget includes $3 million for the development and construction of a new Thomas H. Riddall Library without the need to borrow any money for the project, as well as $250,000 for upgrades to Beach Meadows Beach, which will greatly improve the user experience at this municipally owned facility. Now we will present the budget recommendations. So councilors, in your packet, 3.2.1.
Mayor Norman, if I may, there's a typo on the last page. The commercial seasonal rate is supposed to be $1.61, not $1.61. Just picked that up today.
So there is a recommendation. Someone would like to make that recommendation regarding the Brooklyn Recreation Area rate.
I might be on the wrong page here. That's 3.1 or 3.2?
3.2, Brooklyn Recreation Committee Area Rate. Councilor Crouch?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality authorize the levying of a 4.5-cent area rate in assessment districts 5 and 6 to be provided to Brooklyn Recreation Committee.
And that is seconded by Councilor Hawks. Are there any questions or discussion? All those in favor? Contrary? 3.2.2, Brooklyn Cemetery Committee Area Rate.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality authorize a levying of a 1.5-cent area rate in assessment districts 5 and 6 to be provided to Brooklyn Cemetery Committee.
Seconded by Councilor Hawks. Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by raising your hand. Point 3, area rate allocations. Councilor Brown?
That the Council of Region of Queens Municipality authorize the levying of area rates for all assessment accounts according to the following rules. Assessment districts 1 to 12, excluding assessment account numbers 101488820, 104622223, and 0013-2837, a road levy charge of 75% of the provincially mandated road charge, as well as those properties in assessment districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 that are connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool's water utility hydrant charge at 100%. Assessment district 13, as well as assessment account numbers 101488820, 104622223, and 0013-2837, debt charges for assessment district 13 at 100%, roads, streets, and sidewalks expenses at 75%, engineering and public works equipment expenses at 75%, Liverpool street paving expenses at 100%, and Liverpool water utility hydrant charges at 100%.
And that is seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor? Point 4, tax rates. Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize a levying of the following tax rates for Assessment District 13, as well as assessment account number is 101488820, 104622223, and 0013-2837, effective April 1st, 2022. Residential and resource-based rates of $1.04 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 89 cents per $100 of assessment for those properties connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool's water utility, or 78 cents per $100 of assessment to those who are unable to connect to Liverpool's water utility. Commercial-based rate of $2.14 cents per hundred of assessment, plus an area rate of 89 cents per $100 of assessment for those properties connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool Water Utility, or 78 cents per hundred of assessment for those unable to connect to Liverpool Water Utility. I thought that was a different one. Okay, and that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality are authorized to levy any of the following tax rates for assessments. Districts 1 to 12, excluding assessment account numbers 101-488-20, 104-62223, and 001-32837, effective April 1st, 2022. Residential and resource-based rate of $1.04 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 3 cents per $100 of assessment for the provincially mandated road charge, and all assessment accounts in assessment districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 for those properties connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool Water Utility, 11 cents per $100 of assessment. Commercial base rate of $2.14 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 3 cents per $100 of assessment for the provincially mandated road charge, and on all assessment accounts in assessment districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 for those properties connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool's Water Utility, 11 cents per $100 of assessment. Personal seasonal base rate of $1.60 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 2 cents per $100 assessment for the provincially mandated road charge.
And Deputy Mayor Muse, that's $1.61. That's so $1.61. Council's fine with the $1.61 as stated. Is there a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Charlton. Are there any questions or comments? If not, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Approved. Water utility budget. Councillor Hawks.
I move that the Region of Queens Municipality approve the proposed 2022-2023 Liverpool Water Utility operating budget, reflecting a deficit of $14,964, and that council also adopt the proposed 3-year operating budgets for the years 2022 to 2023, 2023-2024, and 2024 to 2025 for submission to the Nova Scotia Utility
Board. And that is seconded by Councillor Gidney. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Opposed? And 2022-2023 capital budget? Councillor Brown?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the proposed 2022-2023 capital budget, reflecting expenditures of $8,701,527.
Seconded by Councillor Hawks. Questions or comments? Councillor Fancy.
I don't like to put a fly in the ointment or anything, but I think with the what we're hearing tonight, with the Aquatic Society, with the swimming pool, that the person is interested in trying to go forward with a swimming pool, I believe that there should have been money in there for us to do some preliminary work, so I'll be voting against it.
Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary?
I'm sorry. No, I'm contrary.
You put your hand up for four.
Listen, I'm the mayor.
We all make mistakes.
I am contrary to it, right?
Okay, we'll let you off.
Thank you.
Keep on your toes, though.
Okay, you do a good job.
taxes. Counselor Charlton.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality establish June 1st, 2022 as the due date for all property taxes, with no interest being charged for any taxes being paid on or before June 30th, 2022.
And that is seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. Any questions or comments on the due date for taxes? Yes.
I'd like to make sure that we put something in the tax bills to let people know that if they apply, if they pay their taxes online, that they have to pay them a couple of days ahead. It's the date that we receive the money, not the day they pay it for interest charges.
Yep.
You've heard that?
Yes, absolutely.
Any other questions or comments? I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Presentations, Queens County, Queens Community Aquatic Society. Whether or not you leave your mask on or off is up to you. The provincial mandates have all passed. I attended a public hearing today and it was interesting. I think 95% of people left their masks on, despite the fact they weren't. So that's entirely up to you, Celeste and Deborah.
I think I'm the last help, bro. See Christine?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I got the look. I didn't look at everything. I was sent the look across there to shut the lights off and I wasn't paying attention. You know, you can always give things test runs.
I did this actually.
I know. That's what I meant. You always give things test runs and then this happens. I didn't mean to say that other way. It just
you, want to like
that? You know what I meant. It's kind of like Jack and his hand up at the wrong time.
Do you want the lights back on, Christine?
Always go back.
We have lots of time.
Just doesn't work. I see a lot of persons.
go around the screen chasing it on the screen. On the laptop.
To people in our gallery, do you have copies of our agenda that has the presentation in it? And I know, I apologize, because it's probably quite beautiful in color. But it's the content that's important. And I apologize for this. I know Christine did have this working this afternoon.
Madam Mayor, why don't
yes.
we go, just go on to the next?
That's yes, go on to the next one.
I'm doing back. Tabling petitions and public questions while they're working on that.
Well, I think we can just, we'll be able to, we'll just have to go ahead with the paper presentations that were in the packages.
Mayor Norman, I have an extra one, someone wants it, with the presentation from you two in the gallery.
Can we cast it from someone's phone?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because if it's Bluetooth, then you could do that too.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Thank you.
Apologize for that.
No, I understand about new technology. So, my name is Celeste Johnson. I'm president of the Queens Community Aquatic Society, and with me today is Deborah Spartanelli, who is wasn't used. Several surveys have shown that there is a need for a pool, a functional pool, which I will suggest doesn't install. In 2007, 91% wanted a pool, and after walking, swimming is the most common activity that people do. When Queen's Place was built, there was no pool in it, although that was originally in the designs, and was we were promised one to come. Queen's Place opened in December 2011 without a pool. We formed the Aquatic Society in 2014. We created a survey in 2016 in which there were just under 1,000 respondents, and 87% said a pool was a high priority. The Milton Pool, which was built in 1967, is old and needs much maintenance. This is a picture of the Queen's Place originally, the 2009 plans, and as you can see, there is a pool included in that, which did not happen. Just to remind people about swimming and being healthy, which you all know, and I know there's been a lot of work done by Norm and others on this, about that Nova Scotians have high rates of diabetes, arthritis, etc., and only half of people engage in physical activity of any kind. And it's a community responsibility to facilitate healthy living. The benefits of aquatic exercise, including swimming, and Cochrane reviews are out of Oxford. They're reviews of all the literature. And it shows that from toddlers through seniors, people that are fit, people that have health issues, swimming is has benefits for all of these groups of people. There's a demand for the pool. This past summer, in spite of COVID, 114 swimming lessons were given. In 2018, there were 48 kids on the swim team, and many of those children are now older, and they are certified as lifeguards or swimming instructors. There were only 16 on the swim team in 2021, despite restrictions and the lack of competitions and a whole year off that they weren't swimming. In the past, when aquafit classes were offered in indoor pools, with a cap of 15, there was a wait list of people wanting to get in. So, we have had a donor come to us, indicated that $3 million would be given for a pool. The donors would like naming rights, don't want to be involved in the details, but will move forward only with commitment of council to proceed in a timely manner. I don't know how long that money will be on the table. This is, Deborah has gotten a recent quote from Acapulco Pool Company about the cost of an outdoor pool. And in that included, it's a pool with a ramp and rails, a liquid pool cover which keeps the heat in, a therapy pool, and then it would heating with solar panels, a chain link fence, and then a hard structure with change room, lifeguards office, et cetera. The cost for that is over $3,366,000. This is assuming that the land is coming from the region. That's an assumption that we've made, may not be true, and that excavations and infrastructure be supplied by the region. Again, we don't know. That's what we hope. Now, you can't read this, sorry. But this is the design build proposal from Acapulco, and the thing of interest is that they could make it a six-lane pool. It's a four-lane pool right now that they provided, but that's $500,000, and that doesn't include extending the deck work and stuff, and so we think it's maybe not a good idea to go that high. Climbing wall would be $45,000. Access ramp with rails, $58,000. But all kinds of fun things that they've added on there that we have numbers for. This is just one company that had put in a call for, when there was a proposal of interest a few years ago, and so that's who we reached out to. But of course, the region would do a call for proposals, and I don't know how close these numbers would be. We're probably not very far off. And just the therapy pool itself is a $250,000 to have that. So, as with any project, there are going to be obstacles realizing it, and we think there are probably always going to be some ways around whatever obstacles there are. quickly and we get that, and we get to keep that $3 million. At one point, the region did set aside $2.5 million. That's not in this year's budget, I don't know where that is. There's also a possibility of a tax rebate from the provincial and federal governments for nonprofit organizations or municipalities. The operating cost of the Milton Pool right now is approximately $30,000. I saw after the agenda was out that it's about $32,000 now. So this is the breakdown of how much that cost. The operating costs, however, are variable. Solar panels will decrease significantly the cost of operating because once they're installed, there's no maintenance cost to them. The pool construction materials, these newer pool construction materials, are easier to maintain and they also hold temperature better than the older pool. The liquid blanket I mentioned, when all activity is stopped in the pool, such as overnight, then this liquid blanket covers the pool and maintains the temperature overnight. Staffing likely will be increased because we would think that a pool like this could go from, say, Victoria Day to Thanksgiving. So you'd have a longer season, so you're going to need, the staffing costs would go up. The entrance fees would probably also go up from what they are at Milton, but that's not terrible. The toys, inflatables, climbing walls, etc., do bring more families. There was a day recently, before March break, that the LCLC had to close the doors to let anybody else in because they had so many people, they were at capacity because of the inflatables that they had. And the Canada Games Center is the only place that pool makes money, and it's because of the slide that goes outside. So this is just a quick picture of that. And these are the solar panels on the right and on the top. Another obstacle is staffing. In the summer, it's less of a problem. Currently, there are at least eight lifeguards that we know of, that we can identify, that are in the region. Whether or not they'll apply, I don't know, but some have and some will. Plus, there are others getting certified. They're just waiting for the courses to be offered that were not offered during COVID. Some of these lifeguards that are from here drive to Bridgewater to work in the pool there. There's a need to build a cohort of people to be staffed. So swimming lessons and the swim team feeds into lifeguarding and teaching. The other option we can think about overcoming this is to offer lifeguard certification to post-secondary age group people who live in the area. So not students, but people who may have been lifeguards at another time in their lives who would be interested in recertifying, or people who would just be interested in it. The reduction of hours of operation when school is in session is another way to deal with staffing. These are this past year's lifeguard swimming instructors, and they had been on the swim team in 2017. Maintaining North Queens Pool is another obstacle, and that aquatic center has a very small pool, and the staff have to, from South Queens, travel to there to do lifeguarding and teaching, and we don't have an answer for that. I'm sorry, we don't have another donor for that pool. Another obstacle is people want an indoor pool. So we've already had, when it was Lighthouse Now or QCCR, somebody put out in the public that Deborah had announced that we had a donor. There was replies from people saying that it's not worth putting money into an outdoor pool, we want an indoor pool. So there's a strong desire for a year-round pool. But this outdoor pool, when it comes, needs to be built in such a way that in the not too distant future, it can be covered and become a year-round pool. And that's entirely possible to build it in that way. Where would this pool be? In general, the area of Queens Place, where the skate park and the playground's going in. It's obviously up to the region to decide where it goes. But since that location has the Queens Place and other existing facilities, walking, biking paths, etc., it would seem like a logical place for it to go. So our ask to the council is that this project proceed sooner than later, and that involved in the planning. And we're asking that because we're the conduit, really, to residents and support staff. We have a Facebook page, and we have a website, and people write to us about it. We also we raise money. I like to point out, we did not raise this $3 million. Donors came to us to offer the money for the pool. We haven't even begun to start our fundraising, which we can do, and we will probably do a good job of it. We hope we'll raise money which will be invested to generate income, which could be used to offset some of the operating costs. So these are just some pictures I'll end with. This is the climbing wall, a better picture of it. One of our swimmers wants to be a lifeguard. Another one wants to be a lifeguard like her sister and swimming instructor. These are some of the winners and the coaches from this past summer. This is another swimmer, the sisters who won their awards. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Celeste. And you've done a lot of work. So I'll have the lights back on. While we can wake. So, questions from council to either Deborah or Celeste?
I'll wait to last.
Councilor Charlton?
So in regards to it being built in such a way that it could be covered in the distant future, is this has this happened in other areas that we could look up just to get an idea of what that looks like?
Well, not that I know of.
Okay.
But I know from building that you can excavate farther out than what we're going to pool in and then have it prepared so that you don't disturb the pool when it comes time to build a hard structure. If it's a hard structure or back to a bubble.
Thank you for the presentation. It's exciting.
Questions, comments? Councillor Brown.
Thank you for your presentation. As a former dam buster, I really enjoyed seeing it. And what time frame are you hoping for, or what is your wish?
Well, I would like the planning towards a pool to start like now. So because there are a lot of things and lots of information that needs to be gathered, request for proposals, et cetera, has to go out. The region has to decide where it wants the pool to go. And so that takes a lot of lead up time before you ever break ground.
Yeah.
And so I think the sooner the better.
Not only that, the prices will go up continually.
Yes.
It's already gone up from 850,000 to 1.2 something since the last time we priced it.
Thank you.
Just the pool.
Just the pool, yeah.
And then that's the structure for change rooms and everything. That's, again, up at least 25%.
Any other questions or comments?
Overweight provinces and all of Canada. So we are definitely in need of activity. I think the statistic I saw was that our average age is around 55 or something like that in Queens County. So probably of the 55, we probably have 25%, I'm just guessing, of people with some type of infirmities that walking is even difficult for them. So this gives quality of life for those people who can't be able to get out and do things.
Yes.
And it isn't just taking it and saying, wouldn't this be nice? We're looking at a quality of life. And that's, go ahead.
Yes. So some of the items that you couldn't see because it was in small print are things like the floors that can lift so that a wheelchair can go in and somebody can come out of a wheelchair and floor goes back down. There are, and you can also, well, there's gonna be a ramp and a railing. And so a lot of people who cannot move on land can move in water. You only weigh 20% of your body weight when you're in the water. So it's a very therapeutic environment. And I know any physios that I have spoken to have always said that they wish there was a pool here.
Can you? I'll wait to see if anybody else can.
No, I
can. So anyway, so you said about the solar panels decreasing the cost, but also too extending the length of the time. And if we're looking at this particular time, if you go up to Milton, there's very few adults that go to the Milton pool because of the layout. It isn't four lanes, it's more of a splash pool, so to speak. Now, this could in turn be a great benefit to the LCLC. We could get people to come here for 5 months and then be able to work with the LCLC to be able to have time and water down there to be able to see people. Once you start that, people actually want to stop it. It becomes a half to go forward and maintain your physical ability. The other thing too, you would be requesting a tax number from the region too to be able to, if you're going to raise money, right?
Yes. Well, no, we wouldn't ask for a tax raise. When we talked about this before, and
right.
So I don't know if things have changed, but we talked about the money would be. The donations would go to the region allocated, assigned to the pool, and that then the region would do the investment of that money.
And
tax receipts.
And tax receipts.
Yes.
The region can give tax receipts.
Only in certain circumstances? Yes, and there has to be no benefit at all to the donee. And so because this money is attached with naming rights, I would have to check that with CRA because that is a benefit.
Something we did look into before,
mm-hmm.
But things may have changed.
Yeah.
And the other part is the therapeutic pool. I mean, there's other places like Hospital Foundation and others who could benefit from these things, but there might be other sources of money you could tap into that could be able to, I'm not saying they would or not, but
mm-hmm.
It's all about the infrastructure, it's all about us growing Liverpool, trying to bring ourselves up to a spot of being able to have a better quality of life. And for younger people learning how to swim and know that there is money available. It isn't just like it's floating in the air. It's going to have it's probably got a shelf life. So it's a matter of that's why I went against the budget because I'm going to just have the money set aside. Because right now we have our people are tied up. We have I don't think available people to work. It's going to have to cost funds. Well, that's something I think that needs to be talked about. Thank you.
And on that note, unless anyone else wants to say anything, I think I'll just wrap it up. On Jack's final note, this is something that we need to talk about. We do need to talk about it. Our staff are firmly committed to the projects that are in our capital budget. We have water, we have our one engineer, and we have his assistant engineer. That's it in the engineering department. We're building a $600,000 playground for autism this year. We have major water street problem upgrades to continue on our 130-year-old system. We've committed to $250,000 in upgrades for Beach Meadows Beach to make it more accessible, more friendly. It's ours. So what Councillor Fancy alluded to was if we progress, then it would require the hiring of an additional person, which is an operating expense, which we did not budget. And had we known of this 2 months ago and had discussed it, then our tax rate decrease would not have been 3 cents, it would have been 2 cents. There is, everything comes with price tags and everything comes with time. And You know, it's no secret, I earned my way through university by working at Pulse. I believe in them. They're good for you, but we also have to think about the percentage of people in our county who are not at a point in their lives where they can afford the affordability of Pulse. We have to be very careful that this will never create a tax rate increase. We're losing $1 million from Queen's Place this year. That is a lot of money. So we have to be very cognizant of all those factors. We have a lot of people who are struggling to live in our county, which is why we put the rate to 30,000 to claim tax rebates. It's going to take considerable discussion with council, possible closure of a North Queens poll that those people built with their area rate money. The region of Queens did not build that for free. They paid for it, of special area rates. So all of these things need to be considered. I love polls. Yes, I do. And I also am cognizant, yes, you can admit it, of the community of which we live in Queens County. Deborah?
So that's the reason why we want to do more fundraising. So there isn't a cost to the region for running it.
So we need to work as we go forward. Staffing is a huge issue. We need to develop staff. We may not open a poll.
It's a vicious circle.
It's a
Without
horrible
the pool
circle.
To train the staff, you won't have the staff to run the pool.
And how do you do that? So anyway, we thank you. It was a great presentation. It was well thought out. For those on council who do not are aware, Deborah is an excellent carpenter builder. Her numbers, I suspect, are finer than any consultant you'd ever find. So I thank you for those numbers. And, you know, your question, you need your answer sooner than later. It may not be really, really soon.
Well, the money may not be there.
Well, if a donor wishes to give money and hauls it away because council needs to carefully consider the effect on everyone. However. Councilor Charlton?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I could add something, don't mind. I think that maybe the expectations are not super clear, so please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm wondering, you're looking to know if we get some support here, so could that not look like a potential discussion for us of striking a committee for a pool so that we could begin those discussions and then said donor would know that that was at least being started. I don't think anyone's expecting a pool to appear this summer.
No.
Right?
No.
So
we expected work to start on it.
Right.
Work meaning, as I said, determining what was going to be needed to put it in place, what was needed to put out the RFPs, etc. And so that's all, but if it's like closed doors, we're not talking about it until we let you know at some point, then I don't know.
Because I see that as if, and that's a discussion that we obviously have to have as a council,
right.
But we have a recommendation here to strike a committee for a library to do the exact same thing. So I think that's a discussion worth having. We can't have it in a presentation, but we can have that at a later council meeting to discuss a possible committee like that, because regardless, we need a replacement of Milton Pool, and I'm a mom. I want to be able to take my children swimming. And I know there are many other people of all ages that can relate to wanting to use a pool. So to me, that's how I see moving forward, is with a committee so that the process can at least begin, because it will be obviously very timely.
That's correct, Councilor Charlton. And with the committee comes the staff to lead the committee. The council has always expressed their desire not to increase staffing, and you know very well the amount of work our staff have. So that is a discussion that we will have to have, is the cost it takes to form and move ahead.
And that's why we last 8 years.
Thank you. Are there any petitions to table today? Any petitions? Are there anyone from the public who wishes to make, have a question, comment? If so, you simply state your name and your civic address. Any public question, comments? Public question, comments? None? Approval of the minutes, regular council minutes, March 8th, 2022. Someone wants to approve those minutes, Councilor Gibney? Oh, you so moved, the council's, okay.
I'm sorry, approved.
And seconded Councilor Troutman, seconded by Councilor Troutman. Any comments? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Under recommendations, 8.1, administrative policy 9. Manager of Finance, Ms. Plummer, do you have any comments to make? Oh, I have the motion first. Councilor Brown?
Recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve Administrative Policy 9 respecting tax exemptions.
Seconded by Councilor Hawks. Ms. Plummer?
Yep, so just as you previously said, February 28th at our budget meeting, we had presented to the Council the increase from 250 to 300. And then it was brought back that the Council wanted us to look at the income level. So part of this is increasing the low income or the threshold from the 24,000 to 30,000. So we can have more people apply and be eligible.
And we have sort of no idea how many people are going to take this up, do we? But we will find out. But it's a good thing. Any questions, comments?
No? I'm just really glad to see this. I think this will be really helpful for our residents and curious to see the update.
I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Ms. Plummer? Mr. LeBlanc? Lenville Community Monitoring Committee. Membership reappointments. Motion first. Councilor Hawks.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the reappointments of Charlie Greer of Greenfield, Ken Miner of Milton, Norman Wilson, and Spencer of Mills Village to the Lenville Community Monitoring Committee. This is effective immediately with the term ending April 1st, 2024.
And the second of it, Councilor Brown. So just a little brief information for those who may not understand what this committee does in landfill monitoring. What goes on?
Well, it's a committee that meets once a year. The last couple of years, of course, it's been here because of COVID, but we usually go to the site. They can tour the site. We talk about the environmental monitoring we do out there, the results of that, the recycling programs, education programs, the amounts of materials received, all the various waste streams, and what happens to it after that, things like that. If they have any questions or any concerns, we talk about those things. Good committee. It's comprised of three residents from different areas of Queens County. And these members here are reappointed again. Norman Wenzel and Charlie, no, Norman Wenzel, Ken Miner have been there for quite some time, 10 plus years. The other gentleman, Charlie Greer, this is his second term, so yeah, they tend to stay for a while.
Any questions? Committee members? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Ms. Vino, if we can see you back again. Director of Corporate Services, Asset Retirement. a huge obligation that we have. Motion first. Motion first. Counselor Brown.
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the appointment of ACOM Canada to complete the future remediation cost liability report in compliant with PSAS 3280 asset retirement obligations, with the cost having been included in the fiscal 2022-2023 operating budget.
Seconded by Counselor Hawks.
So as you all may recall, we've talked about this during the budget meetings and a couple of meetings before. One of the things that we have to do this year, along with the landfill consultation study, is this particular calculation as it relates to the retirement obligation. So basically it's the same thing post-closure, like for the landfill, except it's for all of our other sites that we may, and I say may because we don't know yet, have an obligation for cleanup when we stop using the asset. So there's things like Hank Snow, the old incinerator site, the airport, the business development center. So what this report will give us is a cursory study of each of those sites to see what degree there is a potential liability for us when we do retire those assets. So the cost of the study is in the budget, as you all know, it's $255,000, and that includes a small amount for contingency. And ACOM is doing it, and they are already at work doing our landfill post-closure, so they already know our staff. And we did not get any other proposals from any other firms. It's a very complicated report to prepare, and it's not something that we cannot do. We have to do it. We're required to have those numbers by the end of the 2023-2024 year on our financial statement.
Questions? So for clarification for the public, once we find out, let's say, a Hank Snow area, the old train station, which is ours, once they determine if there are substances there that need to be remediated at a future date, they will give us the cost it will take to remediate them. And then we have to start putting that money aside in future years for the date that we have to remediate.
If the decision has been made to sell it,
right,
or repurpose it.
Or repurpose.
So what happens is, it's a liability, and we can't, like, there's no way they can quantify how much it's going to cost to clean up a particular site unless they do all the work. I mean, you know, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that it's costing us for the landfill, that would be on each of these sites. So that's just not, there's no cost benefit to that. So we have they're doing a cursory set of sets on all of the sites. And once we get those numbers, then council will look at the results, and council will have to make a determination on how they're going to handle these sites going forward. Is it environmentally important that you as a council clean these sites up, or is it something that you're just going to leave there? That's a council decision. And so, for example, let's just say the Hank Snow. So we do cursory tests, and it shows that there are significant contaminations in the soil. Well, are you going to decide in the future to sell that as a playground, for example? Or are you going to put the swimming pool there? Those are those questions you have to ask yourself, because if you're just going to leave it the way it is, there's no liability because we already own it. You know what I mean? But it's important to know where we stand first. So if, on the other hand, we decide that we're going to sell the Hank Snow property and we're going to repurpose it at market or whatever, a campground, let's say, and that means we have to clean it up, it's at that point that we have to record the liability. And so we have to say, this is how much it's going to cost us to clean that up. And so what happens is, on the balance sheet side, the liability is recorded and the cleanup cost is added to the cost of the asset. So it just keeps It just keeps getting depreciated, and when we remove the asset, it comes off the books that way.
So let's just keep everything and not do anything.
There is that option.
Just keep everything.
But it's good to know where you are, though.
It is true.
You know, that's important.
Because we have the former incinerator.
Correct.
We have the land, two former incinerators, we have land over here.
That's right. And with the price of real estate now, Mayor Norman, you know that, you know, it may get to the point where you have these sites, I don't know where they are, but if they're, you know, if they're of value, if there's a view or something that's, you know, of value to the municipal unit, you may decide, well, it's worth cleaning this up so we can sell it for this.
Counselor Fancy?
Okay, so would this be different than where we put the monies into looking for the future in case we have to build, dispose of the landfill site and be able to clean it up? That we have monies already set aside for that to be able to, and we were in a good position, but we don't know if we're in a good position until everything comes forward. Would that be different from this, other than trying to put up other funds into other sites to be able to encase the hang snow or something?
Right, so this is not, so with the landfill, Counselor Fancy, we have put aside money in a reserve to close, to pay for the post-closure costs. There's no money in a reserve to do these things. So if we get to the point where we have to start incurring costs and they're more than what we recorded, that the difference was going to go into operations. And when that amount comes out of the capital fund, remember the houses, that piece of land, that asset comes out of the capital fund. So it doesn't affect operations directly except for the difference in depreciation. So it's the same, but we have a plan for it for the last 20 years, which is what we've done with the post-closure, so that's why we have the money already saved up in there. So the principle is the same, but we haven't saved up. We don't have a savings bank for this. This is what we need to do to find out if we need one.
Okay. Seeing no further questions, I want to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Thank you. Director of Engineering.